Good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM, your best community radio station. And it's my pleasure as your host, Jeff Steger, to have two delightful guests today. A return visit with Mr. David Piper from the International Ply Match, and we'll have lots of good stories about what happened there. And also a return visitor, Barclay Knapp from the Waterloo Junior Farmers. And fitting with our show, we like to play a few songs before we start, well, at least one song. And Barclay, can you tell us a little bit about this song you've chosen for us?
Well, I chose Back in Black from the live album AC/DC. It's a pretty uplifting song, and it's got some powerful bass to it.
Okay, and I have a few songs that Dave had brought along before, and but we'll play just anything we can get a hold of here. So I guess we'll start with that, and we'll be back real soon, folks, just in a bit.
Black and black for you, right? Oh yeah. Black and black. This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Keep your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Well, folks, you're back. We're back. It's episode number 31, and it's December the 11th, 2012. Barkley, that was quite a rock and roll song. Did you go to a concert with those guys, or was that just one of your favorites over the years?
Well, that's just a good album I've come across. I had a friend in university who constantly played AC/DC and introduced me to AC/DC, so I got an acquired taste of them.
Huh. And I'm sure you have lots of other songs in your library. I know we had a lot of fun at the one event playing some jigs and reels and stuff like that, and so that was all right, too. I'm glad that you have a good collection. What are the kids listening to nowadays?
It really depends. It's an eclectic taste that youth have nowadays. Can go from dance to country to rock and pop. It's no one genre anymore. It's pretty eclectic.
I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit about junior farmers, and as a leader in the scene, I'd like to tell our... you were on before one time with some of the junior farmers. I think some of our listeners have probably forgotten all that what happened at that time. But basically, give us a little rundown of what's happened with junior farmers, if you could. Tell us where your home is and what you're doing.
Well, I'll talk about a little what I do in the Junior Farmer Club in Waterloo. I'm a member of the Junior Farmer Alumni Association, Ontario. And one of my projects is to start clubs in areas where clubs have kind of died off or ceased to exist. And this year's project was starting a club in Waterloo. We base our meetings out of the New Hamburg Community Center at the old arena. The president right now is Zach Williams of Wellesley. And the club's done pretty good. Whenever a club is restarted, you have to reintroduce them to what the junior farmer mission is and all the requirements to be a club and parliament procedures, Robert's rules of orders, proper handling of finances, how to do minutes. It's very similar to 4-H in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Very similar also to Optimists and Kiwanis and Rotarian clubs.
Lots of leadership opportunities, to learn how to organize your efforts and what your goal is. Can you give our listeners just an idea of all the kind of things you did this year?
Well, to be a club, there are certain requirements that any junior farmers club has to do. That's the requirements to help the club and its members build their own leadership and volunteer skills and become active within the community. Every club has to do at least one community betterment project and at least two projects that are either conservation in nature, joint youth project, or their goal is to promote agricultural awareness. They have to get some media coverage. There needs to be a club photo, a list of club minutes to show that they're actually having meetings, a list of the club activities, a list of all the local organizations that they've donated to, and showing that they've had a presentation on structure of provincial junior farmers and a presentation on how to run an effective and proper meeting.
And the local club is going to be 1 year old now, I believe, isn't it?
Yes. We had our annual meeting just after Christmas last year.
Yeah.
And December 30th, we're going to be having our next annual meeting and see who's going to be on the executive and what positions for 2013.
And I think we were talking off air about you're going to assess how the programs went this year, see which ones are keepers, which ones will be replaced.
Well, part of my program when I start a club is to try to get the club to pick their own projects in the community that they wish to do, whether that's, you know, giving blood, painting, you know, fences or buildings at the local fall fair, or picking garbage on the road. It's all what they want to do, and going through the process of brainstorming and then actually figuring out what they can fit in. And I like to get the clubs to do a few more than they actually need to do. One, so that they can decide, you know, come the next year, reevaluate which ones are keepers and which ones just they don't feel you're either helping the club or helping the community. And also, if they do a few more, they can gives more members a chance and opportunity to participate or share the planning and organizing of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a pretty full agenda. So what kind of fun things have happened? It's different with junior farmers now. Offhand, I'd like to just volunteer that, you know, we have Facebook now and email. Is that, do you remember when we didn't have those resources and what it was like to organize things?
Well, I got in junior farmers a little late. Facebook wasn't quite around, but the internet and email was. Probably the biggest thing the club's done lately, last month the club went to a provincial competition of cultural competition for provincial junior farmers over in Aberfoyle. It was hosted by the University of Guelph. That was called Sing Swing. Club participated in baking, sewing, photography, dancing, skits, line dancing, and a few other competitions. And the club did really well. Quarth, the junior farmers out around Lindsay, Bob Cajun area, they did really well in winning the competition, and Waterloo came probably second or third, and this was their first introduction to Sing Swing, so I'm quite happy and proud of them for participating as they did. They also participated in October in Autumn Profile, and that was hosted by Brant Junior Farmers, and that was a provincial competition, more or less kind of Farmers Olympic style.
Yeah, what kind of fun games are in that? Yeah. I think I've seen pictures of that. That's where you toss a straw bale and a few things.
Yes.
Yeah. So what kind of games do you have?
No, I believe they had to do some judging sheep, and they had a small digger that they had to kind of move tires and pylons and pots and pans from one side of the line to the other, and a lot of people have never been in a digger.
Yeah.
There was one competition where you had to stick your hands in a pail full of Jello and feel around, and it was some farm item. You had to figure out what that item was. Another test was carving a pumpkin, and, you know, that time of the year in October, that's, you know, something, you know, it's always fun to see the different skills that all the other clubs have. What's this item? Someone went into their parents' tool shed and brought out a whole bunch of items from, geez, 50, 60, 70 years ago, and just kind of line them up on a table, and it was up to all the different teams to
that
kind of evaluate what it was.
That would be fun.
It was an absolute variety of things, and, you know, it gives a chance for anyone who's on a junior farmer competition like that who has different skills to all pitch in and all contribute.
Mm-hmm. So, just want to tell our listeners that we also have Mr. David Pipe here from the International Plowing Match, and in fact, there's a little connection here. You actually volunteered at the Plowing Match. Can you tell us what we did, and then we'll talk to Dave a bit?
Well, as part of the community involvement projects the club wanted to do, we had the IPM in Waterloo, so the club wanted to volunteer for that. We had, I believe it was Kate Cressman come and talk to us about volunteering and all the different opportunities. So after a few months of discussing, the club decided that, you know, probably be a good idea to help in the education tent with the animals. So we did that. We'd come in once a day, different people scheduled from the club, and we'd water the animals, feed them, take out the soiled straw and bedding and put in new bedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite dusty inside, so I think we helped water down some of the dust, too, in there. They did change the horses in the education tent one day, as the horses were rubbing against the fence so much, the fence kept breaking. And I wasn't there for 2 days, and I come in, and suddenly there's these miniature ponies. So I had to text one of the members and ask if she shrunk the horses. because I didn't know, and I just thought it'd be funny. But little things like that, that the committee at the IPM, they're running around making sure that everyone's safe, that all proper procedures and the people are moving on and nothing's being blown away or rained on too much, that, you know, every little help from the different volunteers in the community that are needed, you know, I'm just glad that Waterloo Junior Farmers could help them out.
And Dave, I guess that's the whole secret behind the match, was all volunteer driven, and isn't it something that Barkley is here in one of the volunteer groups. Boy, where do we start? What a match. Dave, it's great. It's a great match. Tough in the weather, but it was a great match.
Yeah, it was a great match, and actually just wanted to say thanks to DeBarkley and the junior farmers for helping out, and just how much I am impressed with the discussions today about what's going on in the club. It sounds like a really good idea, and sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, volunteerism is really the key for us with an international plowing match. It's such a massive event, an extremely expensive event to put on, that without a lot of volunteer support, it just couldn't happen. We did a bit of a tally on our volunteer hours, and when we add up everything, including the executive time and chair times of the chairs, we probably have about 75,000 hours of volunteer time that went into that match. I mean,
wow.
That is just enormous.
Hats
maybe one
off
of the biggest
everybody.
Volunteer events in the region. We had over 1,300 people who were volunteering during the week, and that didn't count all the people in advance and afterwards in the cleanup and putting all that away.
And the final numbers of that match will come out
Actually, they've been out a while now. We're just shy of 80,000, and we certainly were disappointed with our numbers. We had anticipated, based on previous matches in this area, well over 100,000, probably in the 125,000 range. But as you mentioned earlier, we really got beat up with the weather. It was one of the more challenging plowing matches with weather. We had over 3.5 inches of rain the first day, and an inch on the third day, and more on the fifth day, and it was a mud pit.
Yeah.
And I think some people who really had intended to come, I think maybe particularly a lot of the people in the cities, just that sort of scared them off a wee bit. But honestly, we had a lot of new people who'd never been to the match before. We certainly talked to a lot of people who had never been to a match before. And I had nobody yet tell me that it wasn't one of the best matches they'd ever been to. In fact, many have said it was one of the best they'd ever been to. And that was really heartening for us, because people put in, as I said, a lot of hours, but not just the hours, their time and their money, but their heart went into this thing too. And we had tremendous, I think, representation of what Waterloo Region's all about. We had a great regional display area with all the municipalities and the cities in the region involved with that. We had a reminiscence journey, which really focused on the history of all the different early cultural groups in Waterloo Region. And also in the history of the various municipalities, and I put out a thank you to Rachel Redshaw for spearheading that. She did a fantastic job, and Reg Cressman along with her, in putting that together, and we had tremendous commentary about that. And some of that material will go back to the municipalities for those who wish it, in order for them to display their own heritage in whatever location they wish to use.
That's a good idea, because those are well-designed, and very well-done displays.
And that was courtesy of a provincial government grant, Ontario Celebrations Grant, and we were able to put that program on as a result of that, along with what I thought was probably our most special event, and that was our Mennonite barn raising that took place.
Well, I hope you mentioned that was really something.
That was phenomenal, and it's never been done before, and the fellas from the Mennonite Disaster Relief Service who came and put that up for us just were fabulous, and they took the time with the people sitting around watching to explain to them what they're doing, and I know it was a lot slower than they like to work, but they really did a great job for us, and we had hundreds of people who sat there and watched it nearly all day.
And the location was great, because it was on the east side of the match, and there was a bit more, it wasn't constrained as far as people could sit and watch. You could sit back.
Yeah, we had a little bleacher there for people to sit on, and we could see it from all the different angles.
That was really well thought
out. They were, rebuilding various beams and struts that they need to replace. And they were sort of explaining all the tools and how they use the tools and the safety features of them. And that, along with the steam show in that area, made us one of the best antique farm equipment shows probably we've ever had for the plowing match.
And the match had that nice little tour through the bush there. You could see a little bush tour.
Yeah, we did. That's unusual, too. We had a good hardwood bush right on the property. And some of the conservation people had gone in and tagged the trees. And the path was put in there. And people could wander through and get a bit of a guided tour in terms of the forest heritage of Ontario and the Waterloo region. And that's an important piece. And we had all our big programs like the Lumberjack Show. We had hundreds of people every day watching that, thousands watching the dancing tractors and the dog show, and a lot of good stuff there. And we had our Lifestyles Pavilion, of course, and there were fashion shows that went all day and cooking shows. And the cooking shows were so popular that twice when I went to go and sit in on this thing, I was refused entry to the tent because there was all full. You know,
Dave, it occurred to me, I just always enjoyed at the match, you were thoughtful to bring along your camera, and numerous times while all this is going on and you're in charge of things, and you had the thoughtfulness to take pictures. And
yeah, we have a great photo record of it. And the other thing, too, a lot of people, I think, from the city went to the rodeo, and they hadn't seen one before. And mind you, it's a smaller one, but I think if you hadn't been to one before, I think they really would have found that enjoyable. Great trick riding and all the work with the cattle and stuff, and it was a fine piece put on by Dodge.
Oh, man, well, I know where to start. There was also the dog show, too, I think.
The dog show, that was a nice piece. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. The gal who had that for us, it'll come to me probably. I'm getting old, you know.
Oh, that's okay. We could probably take a little break right now.
It was a great show, and it was all local. It was all local dogs and local people putting that show on.
Okay, folks, let's have a little break here, play a song, and we'll be back with some more from the Agriculture Show. And today's guests are David Piper from the IPM 2012 and Barclay Knapp from the Waterloo Junior Farmers. We shall be right back.
Chocolate soda go. You ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this: give me a ham white down and a burger rare, cider slaw and a seven layer, OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of ale. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies, cider greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Cherry pies, cider greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Boogie woogie blue plate.
And we're back, folks, and we're going to jump right back into our program here. Maybe I'd ask Dave to do a little promo for our station first, and we'll talk some more after that.
Hi there. This is Dave Piper, and I'm from the Waterloo Region 2012 International Plowing Match. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is so emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of the society.
Thank you for doing that. Your voice will be on this show for a whole year. We got funding for the show for another year from the Federation of Agriculture, so now we've delayed to play those little clips.
I'll send you my bill.
Okay. Barclay, just overhearing your conversation in the last break, and you had some observations from the match. You enjoyed the view, I think I overheard you say.
I love going to the plowing match, and I think I took a couple days off work anyways, just to volunteer, and I came in on my Saturday as well. And I remember trying to get a peek at the tractor square dancing in the north end, and I had trouble on that. So I thought, well, I'll see what else is around. And I walked a little bit south, and then huge crowd was around the lumberjack show. Well, not quite my thing, but this is great to see a great crowd. And I walked to the tent, the big tent, and there was Walter Osniak playing the accordion with his band.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely to see a Juno Award winner like that playing. And I kept walking, and then I stumbled across a large crowd at the rodeo in the south end. So those four big events were going on all at the same time on the Saturday afternoon, the plowing match. And I thought, this is such a hard choice, you know, which one to go and to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on, and there's all the other vendors and the other education tents as well to go to. I thought it was a really great, you know, problem to have and problem of choice.
Yeah, there certainly were a lot of activities that particular day. And now I know I didn't see the dog show, because it only ran on Saturday morning on that day. We didn't have it in the afternoon, but we did have the dog show there too. So
yeah.
Linda Barton, that's who it was. Linda Barton's special dogs and her crew are the ones who put that show on. And Linda's a local North Dumfries gal.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lot of volunteer groups there. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, Junior Farmers, but one of many. And Barclay, you were teaching us leadership skills in the Junior Farmer Club. Do you see any projects that the Junior Farmers, what are they going to do this year? Tell us what we did this. Let's do it that way. Tell us what's happened this year. And give us an idea of what could be done next year in Junior Farmers. And that's for, you know what, we'll do something first before I forget. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of the Junior Farmers. There's a Facebook page.
Yes. No, thank you for that, Jeff.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yes, the club is on Facebook. Waterloo Junior Farmers, you can search us that way. Also, if you would like to contact our club president, Zach Williams, you can reach him at waterloojf@jfao.on.ca. He's the club contact right now. We also have monthly meetings the first Sunday afternoon of each month at 2 p.m. at the downstairs meeting room in the old arena in New Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come out to one of our events. We have a few upcoming events. We are going to be at the Wellesley Christmas Parade this Friday, handing out Farmers Feed City stickers and probably lighting up a tractor with Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun doing that on Sunday last week at the New Hamburg Christmas Parade, and the day before that at the Elmira Christmas Parade. Our annual meeting, December 30th, we're going to have that in St. Agatha at the hall there in the evening. We're hoping to have a Learn to Square Dance night, Thursday, January 3rd in St. Agatha. We're just trying to nail down some clerical issues with that right now.
And you've been doing square dancing all year and continue hopefully for next year.
Yeah, it's a great thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the culture of rural Ontario. I've seen a lot of pictures, black and white pictures from days gone by, where whole gymnasiums, whole auditoriums, just full of people square dancing, and just amazing how close they are and how intent they are in their square dancing. You forget what was part of the culture of rural Ontario at one time. But going back to what the club did this past year,
mm-hmm.
for their community projects in May. They helped out at Elmira's Lobster Fest. We had several different positions we helped out with there. I'd never touched the lobster before, even seen it up close, so that was really interesting for me as well. May and July, the club ran some Learn to Square Dance nights over in Winterborne. In July, the club planned and ran a bust farm tour for those that were interested in learning about agriculture.
This was a mystery bus tour, wasn't it?
It was sort of a mystery bus tour in the fact that we didn't announce which farms we were going to.
Okay.
Kind of, you just got on and, you know, you want to see agriculture, well, we're going to teach you about agriculture. That way you wouldn't have any preconceived, you know, cognitions about what